The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We don't resolve political disputes or policy differences by indictments. We don't criminalize political or policy disagreements. We will prevail. We will prevail. I remain focused on the work of the people of this state, doing the job I was elected to do, and I will not be distracted by these baseless political charges.
The governor of Texas could end up in jail. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to talk about that. And also this terrible video of this journalist who was beheaded. The Islamic, or ISIS, really is their name, but the Islamic State is which they're going by now, releasing video of what is believed to be James Foley, who disappeared in 2012, right around Thanksgiving. Awful, awful stuff. And then the threat of beheading another American journalist, plus what's going on in Ferguson. But first, Rick Perry, as you heard him there, a bunch of people in the background cheering for Rick Perry. Tom DeLay, interestingly enough, was quoted as saying, hey, he better get ready in case to do jail time. So a potential 2016 presidential candidate booked on Tuesday on two felony charges related to the way he handled a local political controversy. You should see his mugshot. It looks more like he is posing for GQ than a mugshot, but he voluntarily appeared at the Travis County Court to get fingerprinted, to have that mugshot taken, and then released that statement that you heard there. The charges, in case you haven't heard, that are leveled at the governor of Texas, they say that he misused his office by improperly threatening to and then withholding state funds for a program run by a county prosecutor unless she resigned. So he was indicted last week. His final court appearance is scheduled for Friday. The case specifically is wrapped around Perry's veto in June of last year of $7.5 million approved by the legislature to fund a public integrity unit that was run by the district attorney, Rosemary Lundberg, who's a Democrat. He wanted her out. Following a drunk driving arrest, she refused to leave, and then that's what happened. So he has a legal team, and he's going to put them to work for sure, because he can't wave a magic wand and dismiss that. It's interesting because he's in his final couple of months in office. He had a 14-year run, 14 years as governor in Austin. And how will those charges affect a presidential run? Well, they could effectively kill them. Effectively do that. I would say he's on the lower end of the bench anyway, if we're talking about 2016. But it'll be fun to follow, in a sense, what happens with Perry, because the 14 years, and he has certainly has his detractors, but he has many, many, many people that support him and has a lot of political capital and allies. So does this just go away? Or does, when he's confronted with this, and then this is, goes through the court, does he ultimately really end up having to pay the price? So pay attention. Speaking of paying the price, we go from a defiant politician to the few that were out protesting in the night, pretty calm. There were a few bottles that did fly, and this was right before midnight again, but not quite to the level that it had been, that we have been seeing in this city that's just completely under siege. So a few people picked up, and then a few people locked hand in hand in front of the police line, but very peaceful compared to what had been. There is a familiar shout that is happening. It's on T-shirts now. It's on signs. It says, hands up, don't shoot. And then we protesters, we don't loot. That's the other part of that that can be heard in and around Ferguson. So police cars with flashing lights were at every block or so apart. You had people, officers in body armor that were at a car wash alongside an armored car. State troopers just talking about being peaceful. So far, so good. That has sort of held up, sort of, because there were still some bottles that were thrown, but nothing like we had seen in the past 10 days. As for the African, largely African-American community, they say the Ferguson Police Department is so slow, and they're raising money so that they can ultimately support Michael Brown, and so that they can also move forward with some of the things that they say they want to happen, some of the organizers in the crowd, for the town of Ferguson. In the meantime, there are people that are supporting the officer who's on administrative leave, Officer Darren Wilson, who said he fired fearing for his own life after he was rushed at. Will he be indicted or not? Should he be charged with anything? That's all happening. That investigation is all happening right now. There are people that are supporting the officer. They've raised $40,000 and they're lighting up their porches with blue lights in Ferguson and in other places in the country to say that it's unfair what's happening to him, that he's being railroaded and tried in the media. But what happens is with the Wilson, if Wilson isn't charged, what will happen to Ferguson? And he's the one who shot Michael Brown, who was unarmed. He shot him 6 times. So in the meantime, also the Attorney General, Eric Holder, guess what? Finally, he's there. He's visiting Ferguson to check in on what's going on with the Justice Department's civil rights investigation into his death. So he's trying to say, and he released a statement about this, that the people of Ferguson can have confidence in the Department of Justice to try to learn exactly what happened. And there's been 2 autopsies, a 3rd one pending, and controversy also over the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney, Robert McCullough. A lot of the community leaders say that he has too many ties to the police and has favored law enforcement in criminal cases. His ties include his father, who was shot and killed by a black man when he was 12 years old, and other family members who also served as police officers. He himself wanted to, but had cancer when he was younger and lost a leg, so took a different path instead. 26,000 signatures gathered to knock McCullough out of there, saying it's not fair. He says he's not going anywhere. And then to top things off, a 23-year-old black man shot and killed by St. Louis police today after he charged at them with a knife just 10 days after the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson. My, oh, my. Coming up on the flip side, we go to the mail. If you want to throw in your 2 cents as well, you can, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Okay, don't forget, if you want to react to the news of whether or not this prosecutor should get booted, and do you think there should be criminal charges that should be leveled against this police officer or not, you can weigh in at 855-266-5283. Also coming up, you're going to love this. We're going to have a conversation with Gretchen Martins, and she talks about what she's started and who she's trying to help veteran-wise because of how you move around so much, the kids get lost in the shuffle. So when somebody comes to a community, how do those kids find their way through these schools? And it's a really cool program. So we'll talk to her about ways children of military people are being helped in some school districts and some of the things that are happening, and it's pretty interesting stuff. But in the meantime, we're throwing this in, too, because it was just so chilling. It was chilling is the best word to use it. James Foley, a reporter captured in Syria in 2012, beheaded in a video released by Islamic militants. Now, the Homeland Security and some others are trying to verify the validity of the tape, but it looks pretty real to me. And just terrible. He talks about wish he could have been with his family, and they grotesquely behead him and make him read something pretty much. And I'm telling you, it's unreal and very, very scary to see what they are capable of. It really is. As much as we can yell at each other and be upset that things are happening in the United States, let me tell you, living here is incredible compared to what we see, certainly, what's happening in Syria and Iraq, and people who at one point were not fearful of being forced to make these crazy selections or lose their head because there's been so many beheadings of children, no less. And then this involving an American is absolutely outrageous. But they're still trying to verify it to make sure that it is real, what we're seeing. But it certainly looks that way. So we'll wait on that one. All right, without further ado, let's head and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one, I love that mistress thing. This one, quickly, we're going to go to Jake in Austin. And Jake says, so barbaric, Kate, unbelievable. We should all be worried when we see what happened to Foley, that journalist. You know, when you cover war, you know that there are possibilities, but what happened to him was just flat out wrong. Any of that is wrong. And what they're doing to children and what they're forcing women to do is unbelievable. Yeah, what they're forcing women to do is just, hey, marry us, we'll treat you great, you'll have anything you want. Like, all the militants need wives. So they're trying to tell them, flip to become a Muslim, and specifically to our very strict religious ways, and you will get, you know, riches beyond your wildest dreams or whatever nonsense. But it's pretty scary because some of these girls are pretty young and they're freaked out because they've been separated from families. And they're not making that choice, or they don't want to make that choice. And it's pretty wild what they're doing. It really is. All right, here's another one. This one from Stack, who says, hi, Kate. Listened to the show for a long time. First time I've ever written you an email. I think it's awful what's going on in Ferguson. I really do feel for that cop. It's not good all the way around. Six shots seems pretty excessive to me, but imagine being rushed that way. The panic, you're by yourself, you're there. Who knows? I think we still don't have enough information to pass serious judgment on this whole thing. I do think that the police officer will not be tried, and then Ferguson is going to be an inferno. You trust me. You watch. I hope I'm wrong on that. Well, I hope you are wrong on that, because I don't want to see that happen to any of the innocents that'll get hooked into the middle of this. Here's another one from Chris, listening to us in Missouri. Kate, thumbs up on all the things that you've been covering here on America Tonight. I especially like the fact that you mix up the people that you talk to. I noticed when I looked at your website that you had talked to Bobby Kennedy. I thought that was pretty cool, and also F. Lee Bailey as well. Yeah, we just throw the nets out, and we've had some interesting people on that's for sure, of all kinds of persuasions, talking about all kinds of different things. Here's one from Keith. Keith, listening to us in Florida. Hey, Kate, I live in Sarasota. We've been getting your show here now for about a month, I think, and I have to tell you, I really like what some of the offerings are. I laughed out loud over dumb things, and I heard your interview last week earlier in the day on WSRQ. It was good stuff with Susan, and I can't wait to get your new offerings. New offerings, that sounds funny. I think he's talking about the book called What's Your Wow, but that is another story, and that doesn't come out until the end of October, beginning of November. And it was great to be on Susan's show. And I was on in Sarasota last Friday. I think it was like drive time. And we talked about what we talk about on America Tonight, including the whole dumb things deal. And she liked that. She said that she had a child that she left and accidentally locked in the car or something. And that was that's brutal. That happens to a bunch of people where they turn around. It just happens. Boom. They hit their key fob wrong or, you know, whatever. I've seen more people leave things on top of cars. They're in a rush, and then they back out or take off. I saw someone do that the other day with a pizza, and it slid off the car. They did stop, but the pizza had already flown off the car. I guess it was okay because it was in the box. They picked it up. You know, who knows about these things, right? All right, we're going back to our pal Raymond in Missouri. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Kate.
Hello.
Well, you were reporting on that again after I got off the phone with you, and there's one problem I have with it, and it's when you said African Americans. My great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather come over here, I don't know what year. My great-grandfather was born here in 1898. We're not German-Americans. Most of my black friends, they're not African-Americans. They've been here for, their families have been here for years. They're black Americans. And that's one of the reasons that when the media is saying black African-Americans, it's just throwing it all out of proportion. When the police arrest somebody or shoot somebody or anything happens, it's a criminal. It's not a race.
Yes, except for, Ray, here's the problem. I agree with you, and I use black. Listen, I have black friends. I use black. I use African-American. I use the term, right, either way, for me personally. And I get what you're saying about people separating it. But here's the problem. I can't tell you how many times. I mean, if you're arrested, it says gender and it says race right there on the thing. It's like when you fill out a job application, and this is a whole other story and way different than shootings and criminal activity. But you know this, you check the box. If you do a census, they ask you Native American, Caucasian, Asian, African American, you know, whatever. So I agree. Part of the problem is what you just said there, that little nugget. We're Americans. Absolutely.
Yeah, and now they're trying to take it even further as transgendered, bisexual. It's not. We're Americans. And this incident should not be looked as a race thing. We're, as far as I'm concerned, most of us that are here are Americans, and it has nothing to do with race. If you're black, white, if you're Indian or Asian or whatever, if you commit a crime, it's this male or this female committed this crime and this happened. When you throw all this, we should be over this race thing. We went through years ago, and it's not a race thing anymore. There's good people and there's bad people, and there's people that are good that commit crimes. There's people that are bad that commit crimes. But for it to be inflamed because of race anymore is wrong.
I agree. But you and I, maybe we have a different way of looking at it. And is it that we're more advanced, and why it seems to me, I agree with you. I don't understand why it's not that way. I didn't grow up that way, and I don't understand that. But, Ray, you and I, I know there are other people that think exactly like we do, but there are also a lot of people that don't. And this is where some of this clash nonsense is going on. And I don't understand it either. I don't understand that we're such an advanced country. It's that whole labeling thing. And we're stuck right in the middle of it. A lot of people still are. They really are. Hang with us.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Tonight in our virtual green room right now, so excited to introduce you to our next guest, Gretchen Martins. And what Gretchen's done is, I call it raising the roof on something that I think many of you will think is very important. She's the author of Veterans Studies Weekly. It's a curriculum basically for military family-friendly schools, and also Untying the Yellow Ribbon, which is transforming how veterans and communities, you know, basically thrive. So the reason we thought it'd be interesting to have Gretchen on especially is, guess what? And many of you are dealing with this. September is the back to school, and it's back to school for millions of military kids. So what happens in going back to school, and how to remember those days and how you felt going back to school? I won't even get into it with me. But here's the thing. Think about this. You're in a military family, and you're moving. I have a couple of friends that were in this situation. It's like every 2 years there's a cycle. So you're constantly, at some point, a stranger in a new school often. And then what happens is the kids and the families are missing some things that they really, really need. So what can we do to help military kids succeed academically and socially in school? Gretchen, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So what can we do to help?
Well, I think that's the thing. People look at these issues of our military coming home, and they look so big and scary that it's hard for us to find the things that we can actually do as individual people without starting a nonprofit. And so if you look at a really low level of people coming in, military families, moms, kids, dads, coming into the schools, could have welcome events for those parents to help them not only understand the school, but to understand the community. If you've ever moved, you need new doctors and grocery stores and all those things that it just gets stressful to have to keep figuring out how to navigate a community. Having peer-to-peer buddies for the kids, particularly in elementary school, to help them make new friends and learn their way around the school are simple things that don't cost anybody anything, but really make a difference in the lives of these military kids and their parents.
Yeah, what a great idea. Have you seen this in action? Because what a great plan.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, I used to be Girl Scout leader and Girl Scout camp director. My joke was always, if you give a girl a whistle, she becomes a leader. And I've really seen, I say elementary school kids because that's the target age for Veterans Studies Weekly. But actually, all kids, if you give them something to do, students like to be helpful. And this is a great way to also build in our kids' student leadership. So a sixth grader can figure out how to get buddies for new military kids, and high school kids can figure out how to do programs in elementary and middle school to help those schools to be more military friendly. So kids are really good at solving problems and figuring out ways to get things done.
Yeah, and you know this because of the curriculum that you work on and stuff. You know, we're talking about a lot of families that are constantly in that cycle of being displaced, aren't we?
It is. You know, we think there's all this attention focused on veterans and the military, but actually there are far more spouses and kids than there actually are service members and veterans. And so it's really important that we focus on them, and we don't know. We're not so aware of the fact that there are millions of military kids. And I just read an article today saying the average military child, by the time he or she graduates from high school, has moved more times and ended more significant relationships than most adults have when they die in their 80s or 90s. So that's a lot to have compacted into, 18 years, the first 18 years of your life.
Yeah, and then add to that adjusting to a parent that comes in and out because of deployment, so they're back home, or else you have disability, and I would imagine that really affects a family, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, and that's a place where we as parents or people that work with youth, like scout leaders, people that teach Sunday school, can really reach out to those families and ask them, just like you would any family that's going through something stressful, what can I do to help? Maybe it's driving someone's kid to a soccer game or driving their carpool shift so that they have that much less pressure on them and they have more time to do what they need to do to manage all of these things that are going on in their lives that most of us never have to deal with.
Yeah, what for you in the role that you're in, what's been one of the more rewarding things?
The thing for me is, especially with the kids, seeing that they're supported, and we have some schools that have already piloted Veterans Studies Weekly, and they say, oh, the kids just really get it fast, which doesn't surprise me because I've worked for years with kids. And the civilian kids get very engaged and, well, what can I do to help, the military kids that might be coming in? How can we make our schools more friendly? So I love to see kids get involved in social action kinds of things and philanthropic kinds of things.
And is it kind of like this, if you do this with kids, it spreads to the parents and even bigger into the community?
Absolutely. Actually, my mother always tells the story. When I was a very short person, it was when we had the big move towards recycling and the Do Not Litter campaigns. And for those of you that are older, I'm 52, there's that poster with the Indian who had the one tear rolling down his face, and it said something about do not littering. And she said, you're why I stopped littering, because you and your brother and sister were always saying, well, remember the Indian, Mom? So I think that this is the way that kids can actually sometimes, it takes a village to raise the child, and sometimes it takes a child to raise the village.
Yeah, and when you see that, it's interesting. I love that reversal. And also, you mentioned this academically, and this is the thing for everybody listening to America Tonight. There could be other people that are saying, well, geez, I don't have a kid in school right now. But you could bring that to the community, couldn't you? You could bring that to your city council. You could say, hey, is there a way to figure out who's moving in and out? Because they have solid statistics on that kind of thing.
Absolutely, and this is a place when you look at the school systems, particularly the superintendent, the school board, there's something called the Interstate Compact, which makes it easier for military kids to transfer from school to school and to get the records transferred. And I moved a lot as a kid, so I grew up in Michigan and Illinois and Massachusetts and Connecticut. Well, my kids grew up in Virginia, and I really didn't know much about Virginia history because I took Michigan history in high school. So if I were a military kid and transferred during high school, I might be told, oh, well, no, now you have to take Virginia history. So now maybe that delays my graduation date because I have to take extra credit. So finally, Oregon is the last state to have signed on board, and we have 50 states who are all working together to make sure that military kids don't have to spend extra time in school and that credits transfer, so that they just have less stress and they graduate on time.
Wow, I had no idea. That's awesome that's happening. And you know, you talked about this too, and you're seeing this, the curriculum for the families in the schools, and you're seeing the military kids really liking it, but then the other kids also gravitating to it. Is it tough for you to get in there and really pitch that, the Veteran Studies Weekly?
I think the thing that's hard for schools is that their budgets are so strapped. And Veterans Studies is very inexpensive. It's about $30 for an entire classroom. The kids get things that they take home with them. But it's one of the reasons that we designed basically a little sponsorship package so that schools that want to have this in their school but can't afford to pay the money can go to, say, a local business or a local Veterans of Foreign Wars chapter or American Legion chapter and see if there might be some people who would sponsor that in the classroom. And it was also designed to seamlessly fit with typical national standards for what teachers teach anyway, so that they have to teach writing anyway. Well, here's some writing assignments about military and military kids, or you want to do creative thinking. Well, there are little mini plays, and there are art projects and vocabulary and crossword puzzles built into it. So and it comes with teacher guides. So there are a lot of different things that teachers can use. You can use it on a day when, the day before a vacation and kids are restless and you're not going to do heavy teaching. And then there are things like Veterans Day and April is the month of the military child. So lots of different ways that it can be used and no one particular way it has to be used.
What's your big goal? What would be the ultimate goal for you to get this every single place that you could possibly get it in, every school? I mean, we have lots of schools in many, many states, so if you think about it, I guess that would be a wild goal. But I don't want to speak for you. What's your goal?
Well, I do throw wild goals, John. I mean, that would be great. It's not so much about selling veteran studies. Actually, that's the least part of it. As it is, you know, creating those schools where military kids feel supported, their parents feel supported, and there's a lot that civilian kids can learn from military kids about what it's like to move all the time. Many of these kids have lived overseas, so they have something to offer. And then, of course, we have people with disabilities and families that go through divorce in civilian communities. So many of these military kids have been exposed to different things where they can also be good friends to their civilian peers. It goes both ways.
There you go. I think that sounds pretty good to me. Gretchen, if somebody wants to find out more, where can they go?
You can go to untyingtheyellowribbon.com, and that has all my contact information. Or just send me an email at gretchen@theveteranlady.com, and I'm happy to answer any questions, point you in the right direction, point you to community services that you might need. Just shoot me an email, and I'm happy to do that for anyone.
Gretchen, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
It's It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottle, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
So I get words exchanged with me throughout the entirety of the game, every game, week after week, and should have been smarter. It was a Monday night football game. I mean, the cameras were probably solidly on me, so I just need to be smarter about that. Since my name has grown bigger and people have known who I am, it just continues to go as the games continue to go on. I don't know if there's a single level of severity each game, but, I mean, I know it's there and it's present every game. I just need to let it slide off my back and go to the next play. I felt like I did a good job of holding my composure throughout the night, and you have a lapse of judgment and slip up.
Made some plays, but I think he left a couple plays on the field, threw a couple balls low, threw behind some of the receivers. I mean, there's definitely stuff that he needs to get cleaned up. He's not sit well, and I was informed of it after the game, and it's disappointing. I mean, because what we talk about is being poised and being focused. That you have to be able to maintain your poise. That's a big part of all football players, especially the quarterback, that we have to keep our composure. So that's something that we'll obviously address with him.
Johnny Manziel, the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, or is he? He was drafted by the Cleveland Browns. He's fighting for that starting job with Brian Hoyer. Which one of the two of them flip a coin? It looks like maybe Hoyer, but who knows at this point. He flipped the bird, did the old middle finger to the Washington Redskins bench deep into the third quarter after another pass had dropped. And when he was walking away, they muttered something to him, expletive, expletive, and talked about how fast the game was, that it wasn't college anymore, reportedly. So, you know, the upshot is Cleveland loses the game. Who cares? It's a preseason game. But it looked like Mike Pettine, who you also heard there, his coach, was going to name who the starting quarterback is. Now, Johnny Manziel is all about the flash, the sizzle, the style, the trash, not trash talking, the swagger, that whole thing that irks some people, and some people absolutely inhale. They love it. But here's the deal. The finger and raw motions of that sort have no place on the football field because you've got cameras all over. You can't do that in the NFL and exist that way. So it shows his immaturity. Now, this guy's either going to be a bust or he's going to be a huge success. He ultimately will get the ball. He'll be the signal caller, I think, for the Browns because, man, he sold season tickets and his jerseys have just flown out of the NFL online store like you wouldn't believe, number one selling jersey. But that's not the point. The point is to survive and really thrive in the league, he can't do that. It's not about getting the fines. It's about you can't do that. You can't just flip the bird whenever you feel like it. So I think it showed his immaturity. And they're going to really, he's going to have a thick skin because he's going to get trashed everywhere he goes. Matt, obviously you're following football. What did you think about the Manziel move to flip the bird to the Redskins players on the bench?
We talked about this last night. And I mean, people are going to make a big deal about it, but I don't really think it's that big of a deal. I mean, it shows he's a little immature, but he's 21 years old. I mean, if we had a camera on us when we were 21 years old, I don't think everything would be the best thing in the world. But I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal. It shows he's immature, but also, I don't know, he's out there having fun, too, for a little bit. And it's entertainment.
It is entertainment. Here's what I think. It also keeps his name out there where because he's sort of the bad guy to some and sort of the rock star to others, there's no question he sells merchandise and he moves seats. And I bet you in Cleveland, if I own the Cleveland Browns, I'm sorry, I like that.
Yeah, and he's kind of the other shoulder of the Tebow argument where Tebow had this devout amount of followers. These people that just hated him, and Manziel's kind of the same way, but on the antithesis of that. And so, I don't know. I enjoy Manziel. Am I a lover of him? Probably not. But I think he's entertaining. I think he plays exciting, and it's definitely something that Cleveland needs because that team is just. I mean, ever since they moved back, or Cleveland got the Browns again, they haven't been able to do anything. So, I think they had to go with Manziel.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about this today. Think of the hype over Johnny Manziel, Matt, and people listening, think of this. I sort of branched out from sports because we can name a ton of players who were overhyped and didn't live up to it or players that were hyped and lived up to it. But think of, like, things in your life that are hyped, that are being kind of shoved down your throat and then they don't live up to it, like Crystal Pepsi, remember that? That was around for like a year in the 90s. And, man, they were shoving it down our throats that this was the next great big thing. And that was a huge flop. You want to talk about overhyped? There was something that was overhyped. Or you can look at movies that have been overhyped that have been flops. Like Ishtar is a great example of that. I could only watch like 2 minutes and then I was done. It was like, oh, this is such a hunk of trash. I can't even watch this movie. So you got to say that. There's no question he is the hype man for sure, Johnny Manziel. So it's interesting in comparing that to other things that have been hyped that have either been flops or massive successes. And I think that's where he ends up on either end of that scale. Could be uber successful, could be an uber flop. By the way, the Browns coach, Mike Pettine, didn't commit to either Brian Hoyer or Manziel as the starting quarterback. They say that could change after he meets with his coaching staff, and he did into the evening on Tuesday, so there might be an announcement on Wednesday as to who that is. I mean, eventually it's going to be Johnny. There's no question about that. But does Brian Hoyer start first, and then do they end up going to Johnny after that? So it is pretty intriguing, that's for sure. The Redskins just blew it off. I mean, players, they're used to this. I'll tell you, speaking of the Redskins, another story that came out of this that all of you can relate to, even if you're not a sports fan, the name Redskins. When we talk about living in the politically correct world, a former Chicago Bears coach, Mike Ditka, said it would be ridiculous to change the Washington Redskins nickname. He was doing an interview with somebody who was a Redskins historian, and in the interview that was posted, he's asked the question, what's all the stink over the Redskins' name? And he said, out of reverence, out of pride to the American Indian, he said in the interview, even though it was called Redskin, what are you going to call them? A brown skin. And he said, this is Ditka. He said, it's so stupid, it's appalling, and I hope that the owner, who's Daniel Snyder, keeps fighting for it and never changes it, because the Redskins are part of American football history, and it should never be anything but the Washington Redskins. That's just the way it is. There's been a lot of pressure to change that nickname. Even in June, trying to force their hand, the Patent and Trademark Office canceled the team's trademarks. It was a 2-1 ruling because on the basis that they were disparaging to Native Americans, the team appealed the ruling, and they think they feel pretty confident it's going to be overturned. Some politicians, of course, because they have nothing else to do, have urged or pushed or whatever the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, to force Daniel Snyder to change the team's name. And the people who have done that, the list is long. I mean, Harry Reid's on the list. Eric Holder's on the list. The president is on the list. He said, if he owned the team, he'd think about changing the name. And even Hillary Clinton weighed in and said she would change the name. Like I said, politicians have nothing better to do than to weigh in on this. I guess, to be fair, they get asked that question, though, and then they answer it. But earlier in the month, the Maryland governor, O'Malley, said that it's probably time for the Redskins to change their nickname. I have complete confidence that Daniel Snyder will not change the name. I mean, that's why this whole appeals thing, he will not change it. He said it's not disparaging. He said this. It's not disparaging to Native Americans, but instead a term of honor and respect. And, of course, there hasn't been any pressure on him from the league to actually change the name. And he says he stands by the fact that he thinks the name honors the Native Americans instead. And that's a mixed bag when you talk to people about the Redskins. But it's interesting, Ditka weighs in and says that this whole thing is just stupid. We've had other mascots, and there have been other times where there's been disputes. I remember the tomahawk chop for the Atlanta Braves and how that all of a sudden became controversial. I don't know. Any thoughts? You know, you can always slip them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in, just like that.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.